And now it's time for Starstruck, starring CJ Starr, Dana Smith, and Patrick Puckett.
You know, one day I'm gonna get a new intro.
Ain't none of them people on this show no more.
I'm trying to hold it down when you ain't on here no more. That it's gonna be, they're gonna be like, look at all these people. It's gonna be me behind the mic, me sitting on JJ's lap. What's up, everybody?
You to you,
party people.
We're up.
Had a great weekend. Had a great weekend.
Had a good one too.
What happened?
Tell me. I went to the Comedy Fest down in Deep Ellum. Man, it was off the chain.
Right. What?
It was standing room only. Dude off Key and Peele.
Was you standing? Hold on.
I was standing too.
All right.
I thought because I know the owner.
You came late.
I know the owner. I thought I was in. Man, I got there like, all right, I don't know you. I said, okay, go get her. She's busy. I was standing at the door.
So did you pay?
Yeah, I pay. I'm standing.
To stand up.
Yeah, I was standing at the door waiting to get in. But man, the show was off the chain, man. They got the crew. They out of Detroit, and they all moved to L.A. They call themselves the 313. And it's Key. I meant to bring the brochure. I left it at home, man.
Key is the only one that's important right now.
Man, that one girl on there, she's this white girl from Comedy Central.
Why she gotta be white?
Because her parents was white.
Okay. All right.
She was off the chain, man.
We'd like to give a special guest hand clap to our very funny friend, family. I call him my brother. Give it up for Tyson Fife.
Yeah!
What's up?
Very glad for you to join us, man.
I like how John didn't even know the name of the Dallas Comedy Festival.
Yeah, he's like, it's the Dallas Comedy Festival.
I was down at that thing in Deep Ellum.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I know the name of it.
Hey, you got to give people excuses.
It wasn't all clicking at the same time.
John, what'd you have for lunch today? See?
Who? Potbelly. I had Potbelly.
Yeah, Potbelly's 10 minutes later. What's up with you, JJ?
Yo, what up?
How was your weekend?
It was awesome, man.
See? I bet you. Hold on. Listen, I bet you this. JJ was at South by Southwest, right?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I'm talking about he was a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. A few weeks ago.
Yeah, I went.
Yeah. Yeah, was you standing up in the back?
What you mean?
Just go with me on this. Was you standing up in the back or did you have a seat?
I was standing up.
Okay. Tyson, you was on a cruise a few weeks ago. I bet you wasn't standing up.
I was actually on the Carnival Triumph. The one that went down. Yeah. I was on it two cruises before it broke down.
Oh, okay. Oh, you messed up the toilet. Hey, you messed up the toilet.
That's only a 4-day cruise, so that was 8 days before that thing. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I have a trophy. It's Carnival Triumph. I posted it on Facebook and Twitter. Like, I survived the triumph.
I saw that. You know they're going to find out who really did. It's going to be some old black dude. He'll be like, I got you motherfuckers back. Y'all made us take a boat trip. Now it's payback.
And a guy that I work with, he's a real good friend of mine. He was on the ship when it died. Man, he came back. We took a jug and put like blue water in it and got a little toy boat stuck inside of it. Took a Snickers bar. Put it in another jar full of Mountain Dew, like pee and poop.
He is not
We put it on his workstation when he came back to work. Like the day he got back on Friday, he was at work on Monday, and we had that on his workstation. I got pictures on my phone. He didn't like it too much. He was not happy about that.
Shout out to John. Is already doing bad tricks on people at his other job. Shout out to everybody that donated it for the Deep Ellum on the Air. You can still go on our website and donate. Our mission is $10,000, and we are short. So go on and donate some money so you can get your name up on there, man.
Hire a hero.
It has a very big cause, man. Glass House is winning, but I think we should just get it so Starstruck would just be, you donate through Starstruck, and we'll just go ahead and get our name up there.
You can go
on there and donate at any time. Just go to deepellumonair.com, or if you're watching, scroll up, motherfuckers, scroll up. Hey, my weekend consisted of being at in Belton, Texas.
Yeah. How was it?
It was real good. I've never been to Belton, Texas, and stay. Like, you know, you drive through it. I think everybody drives through Belton if they go into Austin or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there. Waco. It's all 35. It's right off of it. Well, Belton is basically like you exit and it turns into 19 What year was that where the Doc had the tower and that lightning had to strike a tower and everything on Back to the Future?
1952.
88, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 88, well, but movie, he had to go movie, back. Yeah, he had to go back to 1952.
The movie came out in 88.
Well, yeah. Check this out. They have a tower. So, yeah, I had to clown about that.
You know what's funny about that to me?
What?
Normally when you go out of town, I know where you're at. You're like, oh, well, okay. And it sticks. I don't need to be told again. Somebody asked me, I said, yeah, he's somewhere. I didn't know if he was in Texas.
It's real nice. It was real nice, man.
What kind of venue did they have comedy at Belton, Texas?
They have a, you know how the movie taverns and everything are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they have a movie theater that's like a movie tavern. They show movies that's going through their second run. So it's not quite at the dollar show yet, but they charge $4 all during the week and Saturday afternoon. But they have comedy, an open mic there on Thursday night, a show Friday night, and two shows on Saturday. And it's packed.
I saw the picture that that Kim posted. Uh-huh. It's like a nice theater.
Yeah, like basically it's just like being at the what is it called? Not the movie tavern. What's the original one? The movie studio movie grill.
Studio movie grill.
Yeah. They got the drink holders right there, and your food is right there. You order food, and
they got a nice stage from
yeah, them. Yeah, very nice stage. They right now they're BYOB because they're getting their liquor license in the next couple months. But it's cool. You can bring your own liquor in. So, didn't have any problems.
Do the people who run the movie theater run the comedy also?
Yep. The dude that owns it actually is from Austin.
Okay.
I mean, not from Austin. Excuse me, Arlington.
Oh, okay.
He drives back there for probably Thursday, stays there all weekend, then goes back. But you know, he's got a general manager. He's got all the people to run it. Very nice venue. People want to come out and laugh, and like everybody that comes out, you hear them say, "Man," either they like, "Man, I just heard of this place. I'll be going to this place all the time," or "Hey." I come every week, man, and this was one of the funniest ones.
I saw some guy posted on Facebook. He was like, "Hey, man," because you had said about the Saturday show. Mm-hmm. He was like, "I'm on my way. Where is it at?" I was like, "Okay,
Belton. That's it. Main Street."
I'm like, "I don't think it's that big a town."
Tyson, what you been up to, man?
Oh, nothing too exciting, man. I'm about to head out to LA. I'm gonna be in LA for a week.
When you heading there?
I'll be there April 30th through May 7th.
I'm gonna be in your trunk, man.
Come on, I'm flying. So well, you're getting in my pants?
No,
you're...
no, no, no. I mean, they're gonna be like, "This your luggage too?" You'll be like, "No, I don't remember that." So, what you gonna do out there? You got some stuff set up that you want to go out there and just?
Got some friends out there hooking me up. Gonna do some shows. Gonna do the whole crazy open mic lottery with the homeless people and the bums and all that stuff. I'm setting up some auditions. Got that going on, and I'm going to be back in Beaumont. I'm doing that little House of Blues show next week.
Okay, cool.
Joker's Wild.
You done it before?
I haven't done that one. I just did Paul's show, the main stage, the rock star show. You feel like a celebrity for a night. Yeah. I was thinking about that Belton. I didn't tell you the story when I headlined Alvarado, Texas.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't tell you about that one? At the Turkey Greek Bar and Grill. In Alvarado, Texas. It was crazy there.
The reason why I'm going to my phone, because I want to see where I'm going to be at that in there and see if that's the same place. But go ahead. Keep talking.
Crazy. They were just crazy drunk. And as soon as I got on stage, this drunk girl just passed out and hit the floor. And so I made fun of her for a second. Then I was concerned because she wasn't really moving much. And I was like, "Do we need security? We got security here." And then the crowd just started singing, "Sha-na-na-na, na-na." And they carried her out. And they're like, "That's how we do it." I was like, "All right, let's go." That's okay, how my set started.
That's funny.
So on 4/15, April 15th, I will be at in Mascario, New Mexico, at the end of the Mountain Gods Casino.
Wow, that's a strange
thing. And the next day, I will be in Amarillo. At the Biscro's Bar and Grill.
There you go.
Cafe, whatever. Same place. So, well, our paths have crossed again. It was funny. It's like Jeff, I didn't even know the dude that I was working with this weekend. Jeff worked with in Lubbock, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah. So, just out there. Spank Man or something. Spank Man. And he's an older black dude. And somebody asked me, is that a black room in Belton? I'm like, far from it. Like, I seen five black people, and yeah, they was in another town.
Didn't I just mention the tower?
Yeah. Excuse me. Didn't I just tell y'all that right next, like two doors down, there was a Republic. There's a Republican office.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
All right. So, but that's good, man. I'm glad you're getting out there. If anybody doesn't know, Tyson and Jeff are in the other guys of comedy, and we probably ain't did a show together, all three of us, in maybe six, seven months. Yeah. Right now we're doing the new edition BBD thing. Yeah. New edition BBD, Ralph Tresvant, well, Johnny Gill thing.
You guys had that real good show in Frisco. That was a real good show.
That was, man, a year.
That wasn't a year.
No, not the Discovery one. The one at the School of Rock.
School of Rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was School of Rock. September, I think.
September.
Yeah, that was a nice show.
Yeah, so that's...
That was what?
Six months ago? Yeah.
6 months ago.
Yeah. Yep. Great. Did we record? Somebody record that? Are we
yeah.
gonna get?
Yeah, they got recorded.
Jeff has it. I barely got mine. I got mine like December.
Did I pay to get that recorded?
You did somehow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm still using the one from the other show, and was that Frisco? We was at the other show where we was in the ring.
Boxing ring. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you used for this past weekend.
Yep. Okay. So.
That was a good show, too.
Yeah, it was a good show. We won. We won our rounds, didn't
that
we?
That one was about a year ago.
Before I came here, I just came from a theater in Carrollton. Did a meeting with Theater 166. I think that's going to be a good place for a show.
1666?
Yeah, 166.
Six. Mark of the Beast.
Yeah. No, you want to know how they got the name 166? Because it's church-related. Uh-huh. There we go, because they're doing 666. I guess there's 168 hours in the week or something like that they figured out, and the church actually uses that place 2 hours on Sunday. So it leaves 166 hours to go to the community. So Theater 166.
Do they drink?
That's weird. That's weird, man.
Yeah.
To come up with that.
Pretty much. Well, let's talk a little bit about the news, because news. Motherfucking news, please.
Yeah,
I want to tell y'all about this right here. I don't know if you guys look at the Dallas Morning News. Turn the page and you can see a picture of this dude.
That's all right.
This dude was hired at an $83,000 a year job. Made his resume up. Basically, the only way he got caught is because he stole 12 city-owned iPads worth $10,000 and tried to pawn them.
Oh, that's him. I heard the story. I hadn't seen the guy. That's him. Yeah.
That is not the funny part. The funny part is his resume. Now, you see the picture of him, right?
Yeah.
On his resume, this dude said he's 26 years. I didn't misspell it.
No, I'm talking about the misspellings he had, yeah.
No, not the misspellings. Uh-huh. Flowers, 26, said that this is what he said on his resume, that he was a former Army officer who worked as a software engineer for NASA. And he was an educational director. He had educational director degree from Virginia College. And he was working on his master's degree in math from Southern Methodist University. These are all lies that they just found out about.
It's possible, though.
26, so if a dude...
It's a push, but it's possible.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. It's a push, but yeah.
So this dude that looks like an angry Josh Johnson... said that he was 26, an officer. How long does it take you to become an officer?
It doesn't take long. All you have to do is have a 4-year degree, and then when you can get a 4-year degree at the age of 21 or 22, depending on how fast you go through school.
Okay.
I know a lot of people graduate at 21, but you go through.
At 21, that means that you had to go to all the summer programs and everything.
Okay, but you do that, and once you go in the Army, all you do is go through OCS, Officer Candy School.
Okay.
And you're a second lieutenant. But the NASA part is a far-fetched, because nobody in the Army works for NASA.
Okay, but my whole thing is this. How many years do you... I mean, you can't just go... even if he went to school at the age of 21, then joined the service, and he was an officer, how long was he in the service? I mean...
You owe the Army at least 6 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If they pay for your school, you owe them 6 years. But if he paid for his own money, he probably can do 2 to 4 years.
Okay.
And get out at 26.
And then he worked for NASA.
Yeah. And nobody in the Army that I know would work for NASA. That's an Air Force job.
Well, I mean, that's just how
But he had to be like a colonel working for NASA.
This dude, it was all a lie. It was all a lie, John.
You know, colonel at 26.
Yeah, it was all a lie. Look, so it says here that you was in the Army. And you were, the resume must just, people must have just really fell for it. And everybody in HR should be fired.
Hey, remember the guy we did last year? Who, when he passed away, all his lies came out, and he was
supposed to be a doctor and everything.
Yeah, like he was analyzing people, and he never even graduated college. He was a psychotherapist or something like that.
Ridiculous.
The first sign that the resume was faulty and false was that it was handwritten on the company's letterhead. <It was. laughs> Sorry, I see you've done your research. Already put our company's name on your resume.
Yeah, see, the way I see it, I mean, I got the job, you know what I'm saying? So I just printed it off on the company stuff.
That's funny, man.
JJ, you too can be an astronaut.
I am an astronaut.
He's in space all the time. Yeah.
I think he just said you were high, JJ. He just he called you out.
No, JJ is not high. That's his normal look. That's what's really crazy.
He like that 100.
Yeah.
That joint he's carrying around is just for effect.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just to throw people off.
Yeah, he thought just TJ was showing up.
Hey, did y'all see this about Magic Son?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I saw it.
I saw it.
Did you see it, Tyson?
I have not seen it.
See, you're not. Are you even 30 yet?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I don't know if you remember when Magic Son was like coming around. I was like, man, he's gonna be a good player. He's gonna be an awesome basketball player. He came out now. I mean, well, he basically, this is his first public appearance with his boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's dating this white dude.
Flaming.
And this dude is flaming.
Flaming.
We talking about big glasses and a purse.
You know what's funny though? JJ just said flaming. I thought he said, I don't blame him.
Like, no.
Like, man, you want to tell us something? No.
He's right. I mean, okay, but here's my thing. I have nothing against gay people whatsoever.
If he wants to do that, it's fine.
But let's just be real. Stephon Curry and his brother that plays for Duke and all that. So the Curry boys, they came from a cut of a dude that was a subpar basketball player in the NBA and blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan's kids, I would probably be upset if I was Michael Jordan. They, you know, they had potential to do whatever they wanted to. And you know, both of them played Division I basketball for at least a year.
Problem with Michael Jordan's kids, they're not hungry because the dude is worth billions.
That's
it. Michael Jordan played in the background, in the backyard on a gravel court to get good because he was hungry.
Okay. If I had my dad in my life all my youth and my dad was a stone thrower.
Yeah.
I would probably be one of the best stone throwers in the world.
Yeah, because your dad as a stone thrower is not worth billions. Yeah,
but I'm basically telling you, if Michael Jordan was my dad, every chance I got, I would have him on the court asking questions and doing that. Yeah.
But it's like where I work at. The dude that owns the company I work for is worth billions, okay? And it happens over and over, and I've seen it over and over. Third generation. They're not hungry.
Oh, but listen, you're talking about talent-wise when it comes to business savvy. I'm talking about a skill that basically you're pretty much born to do something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you don't have
Cookie,
to do it.
Cookie's not a small chick.
I never seen Cookie.
Yeah. Well, she's very pretty, but he's probably safe with saying that no one's going to fuck with her when he dies.
Wow.
Like, oh, you are fine. You look familiar. You're going to be dancing with her. You fine. What's your name? Oh, I'm Cookie. Cookie, all right. Cookie Johnson!
Yeah. Anybody mess with her?
Oh, no, nobody messing with her. Yeah. But what I'm just basically getting at, like seriously. Okay, the University of Michigan, the University of Michigan has three people on their team that are kids from parents that are in the NBA or have been in the NBA before.
Were their parents like mom and dad?
No, like parent, either the dad.
Yeah.
So Big Dog, Glenn Robinson, and you know, you got Hardaway and Horton, his brother and his dad play. So then you got this. You know.
Yeah.
Man, well they did say they're proud of him.
Of course.
course, man. But, I mean, it's because he's gay doesn't mean he's a bad person. That's just
I didn't say that.
I know you're not saying that. But what I'm saying is that's his personal choice. And, but he still can play in the NBA and be gay. But the flaming part.
So you basically saying, hey, be gay, but just don't be
flaming. So, don't be so gay. I don't care.
What's your take on it, Tyson?
I don't know. They should have known when he was constantly jamming Frank Ocean.
They probably knew he was gay. They probably knew.
I like Frank Ocean.
Yeah, they probably knew. What was Magic really going to say? He didn't have to say anything. Yeah. You know,
his sexuality was brought into question
when he came out with AIDS.
Yeah.
I bet you the son's
gay. And yeah. He has. You know what I mean?
And I'm thinking. I bet you there's some people out there thinking right now. See, I told you Magic was gay because his son's gay.
Magic ain't gay because I'd make Isaiah gay, and we're not gonna have that.
Yeah, but Magic.
It's because they kissed people.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you. Yeah. If Magic was gay, he should just tell people what they gonna do. Take his money from him?
No.
I don't think he worried about if people thought he was gay. I really don't think.
I watched The Unsung. Did anybody see The Unsung of Johnny Gill?
No.
You guys should watch it.
You should watch it.
He's gay, right?
No, he's not.
He's not?
100% okay. Say it. 100%. A million percent sure that he is not gay. Matter of fact, he said he might be too far the other direction.
How's that possible?
I don't know. I'm just telling you. So why'd you have a rubber chicken in your pocket?
Thought we were doing something comedy related. So I brought a rubber chicken. Was I wrong?
No, you good.
Yeah, you good. Just
why is it shaped like it's giving head? You've been practicing with it.
Well, you gotta make things dirty. That's
why I gotta make things dirty. You brought out this chicken with his mouth.
Let me see.
That's part of my trophy from winning the East Texas Comedy Festival.
Is it really?
Yep.
Oh, I gotta make things dirty.
I know.
Oh, now my beer is.
Sorry, I just killed the moon. I just pulled out the rubber chicken.
Now we're playing with it. All right, since we're all guys here, I thought that I would, we always bring up about people's money.
Mm-hmm.
The highest paid this, the highest paid that. And it's mostly guys. So, John, I decided to find out the five richest women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for you
in the U.S. Wait, or worldwide?
For your pleasure, because you're a titty man.
Yeah, man.
No, this is period.
Period.
This is period.
No pun intended.
Yep. No, it's U.S.
Okay.
Five richest women in the U.S.
We know Oprah. Okay.
No. Are you crazy? No. Oprah ain't got this type of money. What I'm about to talk about, player?
Really?
We're gonna start with number five.
Do it.
Number five is Abigail Johnson.
Banger.
She was
of course you would.
Abigail Johnson's father was Edward Crosby Ned Johnson, controls Fidelity Investments, which is the largest mutual fund in the United States. She's already one of the top executives in the firm, but there's rumored success plan in place. Abigail Johnson began work at Fidelity in 1988 as an analyst, and she holds a master's degree in business administration from Harvard. She's worth $10.3 billion. Oprah's not worth that much.
No, she's not. No.
Okay.
No, she's not.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to see a picture of these chicks, I'll show you a picture of them, and none of them are bangable. When they's like, do you want to be rich or beautiful?
I'll still do it.
I know, right?
You will? Okay. I'll tell you what. This is what I'm going to do.
You're impregnating, wouldn't you?
This is what I'm going to do. Just for you guys, I'm gonna tell you the woman's accolades, and then I'll show you a picture of her, okay?
Cool.
So we just talked about Abigail, mm-hmm. right? Abigail's probably the ugliest one out of all of them, by the way.
Does she at least have titties?
I will rub her the right way.
They didn't even show. You said you would rub her the right way.
Johnny Giller.
Yeah, you're Johnny Giller. Copy. Paste. Let's do it.
So, they don't even show the boobs?
In this picture?
Hmm.
No. So, Abigail. It's taking a second.
What website is this?
Close it. What website is this? Uh-huh. This is nonbangingwomen.com.
So, they paying for it then?
What do you mean by?
You know how ugly rich dudes have the escorts on their arm?
Here's Abigail.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd do her. You kidding me?
Wait, let me see that
Abigail again. Would do you.
Let me see that again. That is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters right there.
It is. It does look like him. Okay, next person.
Bag on the head, turn around.
Annie Cox Chambers. She's worth $12.5 billion.
Banger.
Annie Cox is a daughter of James Cox, the founder of Cox Enterprise. You know, Cox...
was it TV or
cable
and all that?
Okay.
James Cox worked as a school teacher until buying a local newspaper in 1898. So this is a daughter of this dude, and he was born in 1898, which sparked a media business that includes 17 newspapers, 15 TV stations, and 86 radio stations.
Dude.
So how old do you think that Annie is?
Yeah, she might not be bangable.
Let's see it.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't do that, man. She they dug her up.
Hold, let me see that
you
again.
You said you do her?
She looked like they dug her up for the interview.
I would do that.
You would do that?
Yeah, I would just.
I could do that.
No, I think I'm going to have to go with the top three, fellas. I'm sorry.
She's like somebody did her in the eye socket already. No.
But your freakiness. Now, let me tell you this. First of all, Abigail and Annie, you should know right now that those bitches are old. Mm. Let's just be real. Next one. Jacqueline Mars. Jacqueline Mars made her money from M&M, Snickers, dog food, and many other products we use every day. Mars Company currently has revenue of $30 billion annually, and is the world's largest, confectionery company. Mm. Jacqueline Mars is the third generation.
That means they make stuff. That's the white guy.
Yeah. Jacqueline Mars is the third generation of Mars family, and her grandfather, Frank Mars, founded the company in 1911. Are y'all ready for this one?
Hell yeah. She better be chocolate.
Is she second or third generation? Oh.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
13.8 million, JJ.
That's royalty
no,
right there.
She ain't got no chin.
She's looked like she's sitting in a wheelchair,
let
y'all.
Let me see that again. It's all right.
Yeah, you said that's all right?
Oh, yeah. She's good.
I don't know. Them women standing behind her might be having some little bit of money.
Okay, but she's number three. So let's get to Alice Walton.
Let's do it.
Alice Walton is the daughter of Walmart founder Sam Walton. Mm-hmm. And her hairness to the portion of the Walton fortune. She recently opened an art museum with art being displayed from the Walton estate. Although she is actively involved in numerous charitable organizations, her reputation has been clouded by a series of DUIs. I think out of all of them, this is probably the most doable one.
Here we go. Hailing from Arkansas, let's go.
Bam.
Oh, yeah, right there.
She's a drunk, huh?
She is worth.
She looking like she got a little Indian in her.
$23.3 billion.
Some Native American right there.
Yeah, she like she got a little Indian in her.
No, she's Walton, dog. She's white. She just tan.
They say you got the drinking problem, right?
Yeah. She's on that white.
Yeah, little Indian.
She's on that wild turkey.
Okay. Number one is Christy Walton. Christy Walton is the widow of John Walton, son of Walmart founder Sam Walton. So she's first generation. This is like the daughter.
So two of the Waltons are in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
After John Walton died in a plane crash in 2006, Christy inherited his fortune, including enough stock to make more than $220 million in dividends in just 6 months.
Oh, wow.
With the recent price of appreciating Walmart stock, the Walton family's wealth has continued to grow. Damn. Guess how much this trick is worth.
I love Walmart.
$25.3 billion. And I would not get on a plane.
When you talking about that kind of money, you don't even think about money anymore.
Yeah. How much is that? If you have to ask.
She's doable.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. She could get it.
That is, who's that? Wait a minute. That is.
Not playing that curly hair.
Christy Walton.
That's kind of like Richard, the virgin guy, Richard Branson with a wig. It's kind of.
And without his gold teeth.
Yeah, she could get it, man. Play with the little curly locks.
I figure I just wanted
give me a meal, please.
I just wanted to make sure that I got that because I know that we always do guys like the richest people, and mm-hmm. It's mostly them guys from Dubai and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I really wanted
them
to do
oil
that.
Dudes.
Them what?
Them oil dudes. All they do is live in the right house and dig it out the ground. They don't do anything else. They just happen to live there. Oh, I got oil.
What you wipe your butt with? Diamonds.
Uh huh. This one dude got a platinum car, man.
Yeah, yeah, we showed that.
Yeah, he got a platinum car. It's crazy.
So, how was the taste last Friday?
Taste was crazy. We had way too many comics, but we had John Toll, Mama Michelle, and Corey Sutton stop by. So we had like
cool. That's good.
Yeah, a free show. So the place was packed. It was a good Friday. I thought it was gonna be dead. Place was packed, and we had crowd was just crazy rowdy. Just drunk and yelling, And we had this drunk girl there that may or may not have came with some friends of mine.
Okay.
May or may not. We're going to go with what did. Go ahead.
And got up on stage with Mama Michelle, and she was just drunk. She tried to molest John Toll.
Was Carrie there?
No, Carrie was not there. She was just all over the place and made a spectacle. It was quite a show. It was quite a show. It went, and the place was packed for Friday.
What was the girl's name?
Her name is Stephanie.
Oh, so you knew. John put you through there. Like, oh, hey. So what would her name be?
Hey, it's all right. I know everything that runs through taste. I mean that in the cleanest way possible.
She just doing her thing.
Taste of the Islands is a free comedy show in Plano every Friday. You guys check it out. It's a venue called Taste of the Islands.
Always funny, always free.
On Friday.
Saturday,
you gotta pay.
Saturday, you'll pay now. Saturday, you'll pay now.
Always get your money's worth, though.
So, do you fly a lot?
Yeah, I do fly a lot.
You got John, questions? You fly?
Yeah, I prefer flying over driving.
Okay. What about you, JJ? You fly?
Yep.
How much do you guys think the average ticket costs right about now?
Well, to get to here from Virginia, close to between 360 and 400.
Okay, nobody wants to fucking go to Virginia.
We're talking about round trip or one way?
Well, you're asking price. That's the
let's
price
go,
I
let's
know.
Let's go to Chicago.
To Chicago? Yeah, round trip?
Chicago's cheaper than that.
One way.
One way
about
to Chicago?
125?
No, like...
It could be 50 three. If you get it 2 weeks in a
200.
Race.
200.
Three. Let's go round trip to Chicago. And where you flying?
I'm about to fly to L.A.
No, I'm saying Chicago. Oh. What flight? What airlines?
If I'm leaving, if I'm gonna be cheap, I'll go Spirit.
Spirit. What about you?
I always like American.
We know you do.
Well, I like to have a flag on my ship.
What about you, JJ?
Delta.
See, I'm Southwest. I'm a Southwest guy.
Southwest goes to
Southwest. I'll take Southwest.
You're gonna have five stops on the way to Chicago.
It'll be $20. Yeah, it'll be $20 if you hold and put some gasoline on it.
Yeah, yeah. Southwest is always cool. Yeah, yeah,
you have to sit in that backward seat when you take off. You're just looking down at everybody like, whoa.
They put me between two other fat people. The reason why I asked you this because there's this new airline and they're charging by weight.
Saw that. That's stupid.
$1 per kilogram.
That's so stupid.
That is not stupid.
That's the way to do it.
Because you weigh 80 pounds.
Because you weigh about 50 kilograms.
You'd be taking everything off at the same time. You'd be there butt naked trying to weigh in. Everybody has to weigh in like about to try to make weight for a wrestler.
But I can't even convert kilograms. Man, why would I go use Canadian money too?
It said as much as 416.
That's why it's not an American company.
Yeah. Kilograms.
That's the way to do it. That's how come UPS and FedEx and all the carriers, and package shippers, they're not complaining about jet fuel and stuff because they pay what you weigh.
Mm.
They should have people.
Aaliyah would still be alive if they knew how much weight was on that flight.
Yeah. That's the story anyway.
Was she full? She ate a big meal?
No, it was
overloaded.
Too many people. Yeah, too many people on the plane.
They overloaded it.
Yep.
Took out a great.
We don't want to talk about it.
Should I pour out some of this beer I'm holding right now?
Yeah, right there.
Hey, homies. We got, let's go ahead.
AJ, another play number.
Play a bumper or something, man.
Station identification.
Station identification.
While we clear our eyes.
Starstruck, Thursday, 6:30 to 8:00 on Deep Ellum on air.
Man, all that stuff is wrong.
I just thought about that.
All that stuff is wrong.
We should probably get that fixed.
Uh-huh. We advertising our show, and we sitting here advertising it wrong.
On the wrong day and everything.
We sitting here on Tuesday talking about we are on Thursdays.
So, anybody got any... I wanted to ask anybody.
We need some white people to run this.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Exactly. That's why you dragged me in here.
Got a new... Anybody got a new bit?
I got a couple of them.
We just want one. Because me and Tyson want to break it down.
All right. I got the one we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Go ahead and say it so me and Tyson can break it down.
Break it down hardcore.
I broke it down for Dean.
Why you changed the headphone?
Because I did. All right. This is the bit that I did Saturday. Dean tore it up. I hate that... That God tells one person relationship one thing but doesn't tell the other. You know, and I think that's kind of arrogant to assume that God is kind of worried about you and your problems. You know, here we go.
Yep. Wait a minute.
Peter, Paul. You know, everybody wants peace in the Middle East. You know, we got that famine over in Africa. And then we kind of worry about supper. What are we going to have for supper? No, wait. You know, Renee is having sex without being married. That's what I need to take care of. I'm going to call Renee. Hello, Renee? This is God. What? God? This is you, God? Yeah. Simmer, child, simmer. Oh, okay, God. I understand that I've been watching you, and I see that you're having sex without being married. I want you to stop that. Okay. What should I tell John? Don't worry about it. I'll talk to John. Okay, God. Bye. Bye. So anyway, Peter and Paul, you know, what were you guys thinking? Maybe breakfast for dinner? What about an omelet? But God, you said you was going to call John about that sex thing? Oh, yeah, I got to call John. Hold on. Be quiet. Hello, John. This is God. No, it ain't, man. Who's this playing on my phone? John, this is God. All right, Eric, stop playing on my phone, man. Who's that hoochie you was with last night? John, this is God. I'm with no hoochie. I'm here to talk to you about some things. Really? What up, G?
All right. Wait, hold on. First of all, how come you and God have the same voice?
That's the same thing I was just thinking.
Hey, how come God sounds like he's from the Bronx for some reason?
Oh, your mic
because
is
that's
off.
My God. Don't question my God, man.
Your mic's off.
Because that's my God. Don't question my God, man. Okay.
First of all, I can see why he tore it up.
Yeah, I know why, too. Because
you said people instead of, when we talked about the bit, you said you was going to bring your girlfriend into it. You'd be like, I don't like that God talked to my girlfriend.
My ex-girlfriend. That's what I should have said. Straight up. Right.
Make it personal.
Make it personal.
Right. I love it.
Yep. Make it personal.
Yeah.
And because that lost us at the beginning.
Right.
But
way too many characters in that joke. You already had Peter, Paul, you had Joseph. I think there was a Jewish guy you mentioned in there.
And see, your God was playing with Peter and Paul. My God probably would have been shooting craps and be like, my ex-girlfriend probably would call God instead of God call them.
Yeah. But
and he'd be like, yeah, just stop having sex and hang up.
Yeah.
And then
why is God using the phone?
Because it's God.
Because I was trying to show the irony of why is he even telling people to stop having sex? That's why he's using the phone, because both of them are ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why he's using the phone.
But why don't you have the ex-girlfriend call God and you call God, and God call you?
Yeah.
Because you'd be like,
that makes more
sense. You'd be like, hello? Yeah, what's her name?
Renee.
Yeah, Renee. Yeah, just, first of all, you're sinning. Don't even have sex with him. Yeah. Yeah, not till marriage. All right. And they'd be like, dang, you ain't going to call John and tell him? And then he forget or whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, and I know it needs lots of work. I know it does. But that's the beginning of it. And I added a lot of extra stuff. And I know that. But that's how I did it Saturday. And I know I'm going to drop that stuff. But I put that there for you guys to look at.
It was too many different ways.
And I got really too creative with it. And I know that. But I'm working it out. It's what? A week old? Yeah.
It's a little baby joke.
Yeah, it's a baby joke.
Right now, it's just a baby joke.
Yeah, and like Dean said, he said, man, why is God using a phone? I said, because the same reason he's telling, you know, he's worried about some woman having sex. I think I was trying to show the irony of it.
But you could also just do an act out of God yelling down.
Yeah.
And yelling.
Yeah. And it
change God's voice.
Yeah.
I did. I didn't change it today because I was just rushing through. I did. I got a completely different God.
A lot of excuses for us.
Well, you asked.
seems like the gist of that joke was the excuses.
Look, anybody else got a new bit?
You see this one? He wanted to tear up one of our new bits.
Anybody else got a new bit?
There'll be none of that, sir. You got a new bit?
Yeah, I got some new stuff that I've been working on. In the news, there's a lot of topical right now about equal rights for everybody. Just in case you were wondering, I want you to know that I'm gay friendly. It's a lot like 420 friendly, only with brighter colors and more glitter. That's why you laugh.
But you gotta be a smoker. Because I had to think about 420.
No, keep going.
We, okay.
Keep going.
Go ahead.
I like how it just died right there. On April 20th, to celebrate, we keep all of our closet doors open and invite our friends over. And let them know it's okay to take down that profile on Christian Mingle. All right, got a little couple laughs. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I also, you know, I kind of, how when I talk about myself in my comedy, I let everybody know that I'm from El Paso. After I do my El Paso bit, I say, at this point, comics usually talk about how broke and how poor they were growing up as a child, but I already mentioned I'm from El Paso.
So that should be enough.
Let it hang. Because that's actually a requirement to live in that city, because once your income starts to hover over that poverty line, they kick you out.
That is. That
what is the Spanish? What is El Paso English for?
It's a
Spanish El Paso.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
pass.
I'll pass. It's English for yeah. I'll pass. Just keep on going. Yep.
So the first one you were I like how you compared gay to, since you're trying to be topical, gay to what were you comparing it to?
420.
I'm gay friendly. It's very similar to 420 friendly. Exactly. The comparisons are mind-blowing.
Yeah.
The similarities are mind-blowing. That's what in comparisons. Use my proper vocabulary, son. The similarities are mind-blowing between 420 friendly and gay friendly. A lot of blowing.
Okay, that's better. Then I like, I mean, there's, like you said, there's a lot more things that you could probably go on to that, because if you were given a choice to either have a say about marijuana being legal or having legal gay marriage, which one would you care about the most?
I would probably go with marijuana being legal, just because only with an asterisk, only if they made it a cash crop where the farmers and economy can make money off of it. They weren't going to do that. Everybody get married. Let's go. Everybody in. I'll drive you. I'll drive you to the chapel.
Now, they were talking about the making marijuana legal. I was talking about that with somebody today, and they were saying that if they make it legal, it'll be illegal to grow it yourself.
It's still illegal. Like even in Colorado, mm-hmm. you can possess a certain amount, but if you get caught with a lot of weed, you will still go to jail.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's illegal. It's not illegal to smoke it. It's not illegal to possess enough that it's just for you.
For personal use.
Yeah, for personal use. Mm-hmm. But it is illegal for you to have enough that you run around with dime bags and selling it.
Well, where are you supposed to get it from?
They don't care.
The shops.
Yeah.
But the shops got to have enough to sell.
But the shops is traded through the government anyway. So,
basically, you can sell it if they can tax you on it.
But Michigan, you know, right now, if we started a drug house in Detroit for some stupid ass reason, and we get busted, you get a certain amount of time for your drugs, but you get an extra amount of time if you do not have a drug stamp that you can purchase at the corner store. Mm-hmm. So it's all stupid. Like, but this lady,
that's kind of not going to happen because nobody wants to go to Michigan anyway.
Yeah, there it is.
Ain't nobody there.
There it is. You're right.
The 313. They all in L.A.
The reason why I want to say something, because what you said about the marriage, the gay marriage and everything. This lady Sue Everhart from Georgia. She's a GOP chairwoman. She warns if you guys make marrying gay, legal, that everybody will start just marrying. Even straight people will start marrying their friends just so they can get good insurance.
She's retarded.
She came up with a brilliant idea.
I just want to say that. She's retarded.
Yeah. So she thinks that she's like, people going to start going nilly-willy. She said, you might be straight as an arrow, but you might have a friend that's straight as an arrow. But if you got a great job with the government and this person has wonderful health plan, you probably would say, hey, you're gay. I'm gay. Let's get married. Hey, and still live separate.
That makes no sense.
Because she's a GOP chairman.
That makes no sense. Because for the simple fact is, okay, say you're straight, I'm straight. We're both single, okay?
We don't have to say it. We are.
But I'm saying, if we're both single and we're both straight.
Thanks for that clarification. I was getting worried over here.
I thought you like gay people.
Because I'm totally, what you going for? I'm gay friendly. I have no problem texting another man, LOL, winky face.
But what I'm saying is, we're both straight, and say we both were single. Mm-hmm. Why would you and me marry each other? Because then if we find somebody we want to marry, what are we going to do?
We'll break up then. John, this relationship between me and you just ain't gonna work anyway. Because someone would say, who's the man in the relationship? And both of us would be like,
yep.
But
yeah, we wouldn't be able to get along.
That's the whole thing about comedy, man. The reason why I like it is because if it's a brilliant bit, you're comparing two things that normal people wouldn't even compare. I mean, and you just saying the blow, and I mean, just having those extra ones, it has a potential to really be something. Just like I think your God joke has a potential to really be something. Yeah. Right now, they're just babies. I'd like to see these mugs in 6 months. In 6 months, it's going to be off the chain. You guys are going to be running this off and going to have so much stuff that you're going to have to cut stuff
off. Oh, I got a lot of stuff to cut off that. Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Trim the fat.
Fat. It's a 23-ounce porterhouse with about this much fat edges.
I had it real thin, and then I sat down Saturday morning. I was like, I'm going to add this.
That looked good.
And then I said it out loud, and the biggest problem with it, I think, is the act out is too much because it takes me away from interacting with the crowd.
I've never seen your act out be too much.
Really?
Never.
You should have seen this one when I did it Saturday, when I was standing up doing it.
I think someone needs to karate chop you in the throat every time you're about to do an act out. That way it'll be a different voice.
Oh.
You'd be like, it'd be like, God, like, ow! Girl, don't make it! You should pay me to be act out coach.
Somebody chop me in the throat.
Why not? Why not?
Can we have a call? Can we have someone call in?
That's just as bad as that lady's idea of people marrying their friends. That's bad.
That is a great set.
That's a bad idea.
I was
going
to ask you to do something, Tyson.
Do we have callers?
You can have a caller if you want to. Right. If anybody would like to call in, the number's down at the bottom.
The screen.
And it's also 469-759-6472. That's 469-759-6472.
Call in and I'll karate chop John.
No, you won't.
old ass. No, the hell you won't.
That's God's voice right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or James Evans from Good Time. I was about to ask you to do something.
What are you going
to
ask me?
Chop me in the throat?
Yeah, I think it was really close to chopping him in the throat.
Can we get a fan in here?
Yeah, it's hot. It's on bacon. He's like, you niggas didn't help with this weekend.
Chicken on broil.
Yeah, we are. It is definitely a hot one. So, I was about to ask you something.
It'll come back to you. It will.
We'll truck forward. So you guys heard about the NBA player that, you know, NBA players, these guys are young. They're getting younger every year.
Like my women.
This one NBA player let his homeboy borrow his Bentley to go pick up a chick. But he had been drinking. And he said something told him to stay at home and play. What's everybody playing now?
PlayStation? JJ? Xbox?
Yeah, it's Xbox or PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Because he tweeted, hey, everybody, I'm good. Bad decision made by a great dude. Thanks, Black Ops, for keeping me on the couch at that time.
Black Ops. Wow.
So, he's 25 years old, plays for the Lakers. He let him borrow his Bentley, and the dude wrecked the car into his apartment complex. And it was the picture was basically the car was in the lobby. Dude's alcohol level was way above what it should be. But anyway.
You want me to tell you his first problem?
What?
First problem, besides playing for the Lakers, the dude's 25, bought a Bentley, and lives in an apartment complex.
Well, he lives downtown, L.A. They call him condo.
Dang it.
They call him condo.
Killed my premise.
You said the problem is. Yeah, that is right. He got a Bentley, but he lives in an apartment. So, right. John, how was NBA when you were a kid?
Dr. J was doing it.
Short shorts.
With an afro and the short shorts.
He was scared of Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete Maravich.
Last week we played this game. You know, John doesn't watch TV. So we played a game called, what was it, John? It was called,
Brag About It.
It was what's this TV show really about? And I gave him TV shows, and he had to tell me what they were about just straight off of.
You give me the title.
Off the
show.
Title. I don't know. Has something to do with a girl and a guy. I don't know why my voice for you. I think everybody has a different voice for you. When John ain't around, JJ, what's your voice for John? What's your voice for John when he ain't around?
Hold up, man.
I got one. I'll say it, and then I'll go to you. Yeah. Hey, you going to the Taste tonight? I ain't DJing. I don't like that. I don't like that. No, I don't like it.
He said I stole that Jamaican CD that one time.
Everybody knows that. Probably because I told everybody.
First of all, I already had a bootleg copy of that CD.
You know who gave that to me? Patrick.
Patrick.
The Black Patrick.
Second of all, his copy was scratched. Why would I want that? And he misspelled the title with a Sharpie.
You got an impersonation of John?
I can't. I can't, man.
And when John
I can hear it in my head, but I just...
When John get frustrated, his voice goes up real high. Why would I do that?
That's not true.
I think one day we should have a bit called Get John Mad, and we shouldn't tell him about it.
There's only one thing that gets me mad, but you guys don't know it. That dude I yelled at work last week, he found out.
Which
I know what it is. It's probably stupid people who probably get on your nerves.
Stupid people do get on my nerves.
Or people borrowing your tools or something.
Nah, nobody borrowing my tools.
I'll be damned if somebody borrow my tools.
Nah, play it.
I'll be damned if somebody borrow my tools.
But that girl gets on my nerves, man.
What girl? The girl you work with?
No, I don't work with any girls.
Then what the hell are you talking about?
The one from Saturday, I sent you the text.
Oh, okay.
That long, stupid text.
Oh, the one on your show. Okay. Hey, if you guys could do a comedy show with any three people, I mean, if you can do a comedy show where you were the MC and you needed a feature and a headliner, who would it be?
What spot was I taking?
You're MCing because it's your...
Because I'm going to rap.
Yeah.
All right, John, you go first.
My man, what's his name? Redheaded guy.
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
He's in town this month.
He's headlining.
Mm-hmm.
No. He's going to feature, and Ralph Remy's going to headline.
Really?
Yeah, I love Ralph Remy.
I'm not a Ralph Remy fan.
Hey, that's me.
I'm going to go with Bill Burr as my headliner, and I probably might do like Hannibal Burris as my feature.
That's cool. That's cool, too. That's cool.
I don't know who I'll go with here. I'm going to have like a random show.
Have Seinfeld.
And then nobody get any money. Seinfeld show up.
I think I'd have like a weird, wacky show. I'd have like me, I guess, open, and then we can have like Daniel Tosh middle. Mm-hmm. So he can just say whatever he wants, and I think I'll go with Louis C.K. to close it out.
Louis C.K.
Is not gonna walk? How many times do you think that's? Who do you think that Tosh is not gonna walk before Louis C.K. gets on there?
That's what I say. then they can argue about like selling tickets.
Do you really think Tosh is funny?
I think Tosh is funny. Dude, have you ever seen his stand-up?
No, I never have.
No.
His stand-up is hilarious,
really?
Dude.
Really? It's not funny.
No. You probably watch his shows. But if you put him in your Pandora, that dude... write some shit. I'm gonna be real about
it. I'll put him in my.
What do you think? I mean, for real.
Tosh is my favorite comment. That's why I get a lot of Tosh comments on my comedy. But me and him had a very similar upbringing. We're about 5 years, 6 years off in age. We both grew up white guys growing up in a Latino environment.
Uh-huh.
We actually both have the same degrees, so we see things a similar way. But you break down Tosh's jokes, like he's breaking down writing it like. Laughs like every 2 seconds, and his writing is like super smart and super clever. But to what John's saying is, a lot of my friends, I have a lot of Hispanic friends, they think Daniel Tosh is only for white people. They're just like, you know, some people say that about other comics. Oh, he's just an urban comic.
Uh-huh.
They see Tosh like, oh, only white people get his jokes. So I kind of see what you're saying. But his writing and his comedy, I think, is spot on, and it's very modern. So it's like today's style.
I put it like this. This is how you know when someone is legit like that. I put like Bill. Was it Bill DeGraffy? What's his name? Bill, the one the Hot Pockets.
Oh,
Bill DeGraffy.
No, it's Gaffigan, wasn't it?
Gaffigan. Yeah, Bill Gaffigan. Sorry for not getting that. And I know somebody's at the crib going, "This motherfucker's a comic." He gets about a laugh every. Whatever, everything that comes out of his mouth is fucking funny. But if you put him in a Pandora, the only other person, like, I mean, that even, like, compares to getting the same amount of laughs like that is Tosh.
Really? See, I didn't even know the dude was a stand-up till recently. I just know him from Tosh.0.
Tosh.0 is, you know, he's got 6 or 7 writers, and he's going off this, and yeah, he's got, some of the shit has got to be corny, but his writing, he will break, I mean, like he said, breaking down a bit and just doing it. If you just seriously just put him in, just try him out, man. He's
I'll check him out tomorrow. I'll put him in tonight.
He's got 2 specials. The old one from 2007, I believe, is Completely Serious.
Yeah.
And then his second one is Happy Thoughts. It's from a couple of years ago.
And his new one's coming out in April.
Yep.
And he's with this black dude. He keeps on putting the wrong picture up.
Oh, that's
Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine, man. I've worked with him before.
He puts it up on purpose?
Yeah. He said, I'm going on tour this summer with Gerard Carmichael, and they'll put a picture like Arnold from Good Times. I mean, from Different Strokes. Just whatever. I mean, it's hilarious.
I'm going to check him out tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I was talking to somebody today about Tosh. And they was talking about they like his stand up. I was like, I don't know. I never tried him.
All I knew was
him from Tosh.0.
That might surprise you. I'm not as much as a Louis C.K. fan as everybody.
I'm not.
I mean, I watch Louis because it's funny when I'm not watching it. But when I watch it, I'm like, eh. And then like some of his stuff is genius. Yeah. But some of the shit you like, okay, yeah. But I'm more of a Bill Burr fan.
You gonna go see him this month?
Yes, I've already. If I'm not working, this is my year to try to work as much as possible.
You're doing it too.
It's on like a Tuesday or Wednesday. It's the 25th.
Yeah,
it's an off night for us
because I don't watch TV. It's a lot of people I don't never heard of. You know, if it's somebody that people tell me about,
mm-hmm.
normally somebody have to tell me about them. Like you told me about the Key guy, Michael Keegan Key.
Mm-hmm.
You told me about him. I didn't know who he was.
Key and Peele, man, is hilarious.
Yeah, that's motherfucker.
Yeah. But
man, did I tell you he kissed the dude?
Yeah,
Friday
you said
night?
Open mouth kissed the dude.
Yeah, Friday night. I was like, dude, I didn't get a chance to meet him.
You didn't?
Because I was in the back waiting for Amanda, and she went around the side, and the dude in her troop came. I said, man, is Amanda still coming out? He's like, oh man, I'm sorry. She went around that way. Go over there. So I went up there and caught up with her, and he was already gone. I don't know. He had something to do, I guess.
Probably not be down Deep Element.
Hey, everybody else in his crew hung around. He was the only one that didn't stay.
Well, probably because he was trying to get somewhere. Cause
he's probably trying to get back and make some more money somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
They were the highest price show. They were $30 for the whole comedy Dallas Comedy Fest. See, I know the name. They were the highest price show. It was $30. It was standing room only. Man, they did a great job. And improv really. I prefer stand up, but they made me laugh, man.
Improv's got to be done right.
Yeah, they made me laugh, man.
Have you seen 4-Day Weekend?
Nah, I think we're gonna go one.
Go see 4-Day Weekend. Right.
I'm gonna go see Josh Johnson.
Yeah, go see Josh.
He's just at the 4-Day Weekend's venue, but go see the group 4-Day Weekend.
Okay.
Didn't Oliver Toll used to be in that?
He still is. He's a founding. He was. I think he's one of the founding members.
Really?
So he's in the group. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm gonna do some improv. I'm gonna take some classes and stuff and get into it. But it's not my main thing. I've known Amanda for about 11 years, and
Amanda who?
Amanda Austin.
Oh.
I've known her before either one of us ever got into comedy. We've known each other, and when she first started doing improv, I always went and supported her. And I just went to support her, but it wasn't really my thing. But I mean, Friday night, it just made me laugh.
Did you laugh like you normally laugh or laugh through that old man? Which one?
I laughed like I didn't care who was looking.
Okay. It means you're over there drooling on yourself, cracking up.
Yeah. Yeah, that one girl, boy, she was fine. I don't like skinny women, man, but this girl had it going on.
Okay. Well, hey, Tyson, what do you think your best set you've ever done? I mean, we're new into the game, so you could think back and say, because you know what the next question is.
The worst? I have a lot of those. I'd say some of the best are My House of Blues, earlier this year with Paul, was a really good one. And some of just the little bar shows I've done where the crowd just really gets into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like super happy and loud and love everything you say. I think those are probably some of that stand out. Like I just did RT's up in Denton, and that was a great show, great crowd. bar show, and it was on a Wednesday or Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
The place was packed. Everybody there for comedy. They weren't there to play pool.
The one I'm going to?
You about to do RTs also?
No, I said, is that the one I'm going to, or is that something else?
No,
RTs, where's RT at?
In Denton. It's okay. In Denton. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, the one that you're about to do in Amarillo?
Mm-hmm.
And, no, I haven't done Amarillo. I did Alvarado.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you said you did the same little bar and grill.
No, it was... Mine was Turkey Creek. Yours was something else.
Turkey Creek.
There's a lot of turkeys up in there.
That sounds like a bourbon.
Oh, man.
You're thinking of Knob Creek and Wild Turkey.
Honey,
it's a hybrid.
Honey, he doesn't drink.
I heard it.
What about you, John? Is there you think the best set you've ever done? And then I'll tell you where the best set you've ever done was really at.
Okay.
Hyenas.
Now my best has always been at the back door, that little 3-minute thing. But I think my best set was the Starstruck when we did.
Yeah,
Starstruck one.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best sets.
Yeah.
Worst sets?
Oh, man, probably one I did a couple weeks ago. I did that. I did the last laugh showcase down in Oak Cliff. And I've done that room before. But right before I went on stage, these three drunk white girls just came in and ransacked the room.
You didn't go with them? I mean, they wouldn't come with you?
No, they didn't come with me. And they were, like, in town from Chicago or St. Louis or some place, and they were just drunk, and they just totally cycloned the room. And I didn't want to, like, roast them, even though now I look back, I should.
Everybody else would have. Everybody else there would have.
I was, you know, just trying to calm them down, and it just backfired. Because then the people that were there were mad. These white girls came in for free and were drunk, and then they were there a couple table celebrating birthday parties. They want the show to be about them. It's not my birthday.
Sound like he was at Legends.
Yeah, and so it just became a crap storm super fast, and I couldn't slow it down. And I,
what position did you go up?
I was featured right before Casey Mack. Yeah.
Wow.
Casey Mack is a beast, though, especially in them kind of clubs.
Did he say anything about those girls?
Yeah, it took Casey Mack about 15 minutes to get the room calmed down.
And what did he say about those girls? Did he roast them?
He just basically.
Mama Michelle would have did the same thing. She would have roasted them.
Then he crushed it after that, after he got the room calmed down.
All right, cool.
What about yourself? Same question.
Best set? I can tell you the worst set right now. The worst set I did was probably the last Brick, Comedy Brick.
Yeah. That was like watching a unicorn.
Something you expect not to see. Slow paint dry.
Yeah.
I was a headliner. Got through it.
You didn't get bricked?
Hell no. They wouldn't brick me. I was a headliner. But if they could, I probably think they probably would. I think what got them is I talked about the girl up front that she was with about
everybody.
16 people.
Yeah, everybody at the show kind of was focused on this girl. She was Steve Keller's insurance agent, and it was her birthday or something.
Well, the girl that was with her, though, had on, like, an outfit, and up front it looked like a Kinsey Yetta dress, and in the back it was, it looked like a wedding veil.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell was you thinking? But I guess that turned them against me from jump, but that was probably my worst. My best, man, believe it or not, I had a really good set. I did a guest spot for Q on one of his things.
We got next.
And I destroyed that one. And then probably the one I did with Flo. Hyenas is pretty good to me.
What show you do with Flo? Oh, the one that we all was at.
Yeah, I was all there.
I'm not.
Me and you did like a double feature.
Yeah, and I DJ'd it.
Yeah, we all was there. Yeah. That's probably one of my best. I mean,
man, that was a good set for you. That one, too.
Yeah, that was a good set for you. Man, yeah. It was a good room. But yeah. This past weekend, I think I did. It was one of them things where it was just, I mean, everything was flowing, especially when it was the first time I did an hour. And I was able to mess with the crowd a little bit. And gain my composure enough to do some older jokes that I haven't done in a long time. So that was a good thing. But I would like to say Hyenas. Good and bad.
At that show, I had probably seen you, I don't know, 30, 40 times. And it was some stuff. And we talked about this, man. It was some stuff you had did I had never seen before. It was hilarious. And you was like, what are you talking about? This stuff was old. I had never seen it.
It was just, because you've seen mostly at Taste, and yeah. Taste is a mix of new, old, trying new tags. And
yeah.
Red Hyenas brought the A-game,
mm-hmm.
brought the big guns. Yeah, we always work well with Flo. I like working with Flo.
Flo's people come drunk and ready to laugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flo Hernandez.
Let me ask you this. You know the dude Cannon? In Dean's class? Cannon?
The black guy, the black guy, all the books?
He asked me Saturday. He said he wants to change the comedy game. He gonna start doing shows on Saturday in the afternoon at 12 o'clock. I said, "Man, what are you talking about?
Why are you even? You know what you should have said?
I was halfway listening. I was talking to somebody with some.
You know what you should have said?
What?
Tyson, tell me what you're gonna do. Tell me that you're gonna do that. Go ahead. Tell me that you're gonna change the comedy game by doing Saturday. This is me and him act out.
Yo, CJ,
what's up, man?
Yo, I'm gonna change this comedy game, man.
How you gonna do that?
We're gonna start having shows on Saturdays at high noon.
You know what? That is a great idea. You should probably do that. That's what the hell you should have told him. Don't ever book me on that shit.
He was like,
but that's
that.
A great idea.
I said, man, you tripping. I said, dude, that don't make no sense. I said, you didn't have people coming to see you.
But you're telling him something. Listen, the motherfucker knew that shit.
I said, man, you need to build an audience. Plus,
I think, John, you worry about way too many people in that damn class. No, John.
I had to sit there for hours listening to that crap.
John, you don't let me get away with shit. Why are you gonna let them get away with it?
I don't. You think I can?
I know you should have been like, you know what? That is a great idea. Straight faced and all, John. That is a great idea. You should, you know what? I think the next time you get on stage, I think you should tell Dean. Hey, Dean went off on him last time. I was funniest shit in the world. Dean went off on him and told, you motherfuckers ain't funny. Start using my shit the way I tell you to do it. I was like,
yeah. Dude, I've been telling Dean he needs to be harder on the classes. Maybe he's
well. I think what it hit him is they had a showcase at the Dallas Comedy House, and people that he
had mentored for so many months
went up there and did their own shit. Did nothing
what he said. Do.
He didn't say exactly who it was, but yeah. I'm leaning towards some of the people.
He said,
"I don't know. I know he only taught one class at DCH, and that was it, right? And then that was their showcase. I don't think he's teaching classes anymore.
I don't know anything about DCH. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, he was teaching one of his level ones there, so that was probably the showcase. Who's in that showcase?
I have no idea. I cannot confirm or deny who was in that class.
You just said you knew."
Oh, shit, we're gonna have to go to commercial because I'm
like, it's about time for commercial anyway. 7:38.
No, fuck this shit. Check this out. Let's go to commercial. When we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit about the 18 lies that people tell us that we're supposed to believe. And also, I got this new game that I want John and Tyson to play. Let's play something.
sideways at a wooden mat.
You say, if we didn't lose people on that last song, shit. Hey,
didn't last long.
That was cool, JJ.
So, this thing I said is 18 obvious lies. Because you know, of course, people be always saying, "Oh, it's you know, it's this, it's that," and you know, they put it inside of the media and everything, and we're supposed to just go with it. Y'all already said what number one, I mean, what one was. The Subway 12-inch subs are only 11 inches big.
Yeah.
There's another one. You guys, that Dr. Pepper 10 bold calories?
Mm-hmm. It's like 25?
Actually, it's 20.
They got 23 flavors still?
See, the reason why they say it, it's 10 bold tastes per serving, but it's a 20-ounce thing, and they said it's 8 ounces per serving, so they want you to drink half of the bottle.
That's stupid.
Got it. Yeah, did I just do the math on that?
You got to read those nutrition labels, fatties.
Okay.
Should have to this read one, the soda.
This is one. They said someone put a note that said, "Don't worry, he's good."
Oh.
It's a picture of a guy laying down. Said, "Don't worry, he's good."
I saw a chick doing that in Vegas at the in the Monte Carlo.
Passed out like that?
Yeah, in no the, in, under the stall, she took a bunch of rolls of toilet paper, made her like a pillow and a blanket.
She was,
and she
was
had her up. Like a martini glass there. Yeah,
she was high. She was high. Did she have her clothes on?
She had her clothes on. She had like a pencil skirt and some kind of top. She was like a lady, like late 30s. She just partied too much in Vegas. She camped out in the stall in the Monte Carlo.
Okay. Was she in the men's room?
In the ladies, but
what was you doing in the ladies room?
I had to go see the spectacle. The girls came out. We're talking about it. I had to go in
there. So you just walked in there.
I just rolled on in there.
Okay. Okay. Is anybody else like vanilla wafers?
Yeah.
I eat them with my banana pudding. What if you open up a vanilla wafer and it looked like this?
That.
What's that?
It's a burnt vanilla wafer.
Okay.
Brown on the inside, black on the outside.
What is that supposed to be?
I like how we do have all these visual things here while we're on the radio.
Oh, because the thing about it, they could see it. I flipped it around through there. But, the camera's right there.
But normally we'll download it and flash it across the screen.
That's right.
They said
shut me up with that.
We're still looking for a white guy to run that stuff.
And this one picture is one picture of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Encyclopedia Britannica. There's a picture of a giraffes. and it's talking about reproduction. And in the caption, it said, "Orgasms, living things reproduce their own kind, having their emperor penguin protect its baby." And there is no penguin picture whatsoever. It is just straight up a giraffe. So they just put it under the wrong caption.
Ah, kind of like Tosh.
Yeah.
Wrong guy.
So, okay, guys, I know you guys, have you guys made your own macaroni and cheese?
No, never.
And you know, you don't.
I just never have.
You don't eat macaroni and cheese? Mm-mm. You are the weirdest fucker in the world. You know that? You are just weird.
No, I'm not.
Who has not made Kraft macaroni and cheese before?
It's good.
You made it?
Yes. I have made it.
It's so simple, have you made it too?
I have made it.
See? Everybody has made it but you, John. And it's not even peer pressure.
No.
Okay. I don't. Everybody knows the box, right?
Yeah.
Inside the box is the noodles and the cheese sauce. Right. So it can be powder or whatever. What do you do to open it? What do they always say? Push to open. And you usually push it and pull it back, right? Well, apparently, this is not opening.
Oh, so this is just crazy pictures people posted?
Well, I mean, that we were supposed to believe that you could push that and it'll open up.
They pushed it and it wouldn't open.
Yeah.
Guinness World's Greatest Lies is what we're following right here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The beer.
That was a happy birthday cake that popped open. The cake is a lie, but still delicious. It was a pizza inside of a cake.
Hmm.
Oh. I'm laughing at something. I'll just let you guys look at it.
Unbreakable?
For the poster or the
dude? Yeah.
And he broke it.
I thought it was funny. I'm sorry. Breakable, no. There's a picture of an icebreaker inside of ice. I thought this was going to be more of... Oh.
Do your research.
It says push, and it's a pull door, clearly.
Construction.
The other thing.
Riveting.
It says lift. Lift and peel. 100% pure squeezed orange juice. Now everybody knows when you get those the orange juice, it's not because it's from concentrated, right? So they say 100% purely squeezed orange juice from concentrated with plant steroids and sterols and other added ingredients, and they set it really small so you can't see it.
The plant what? You say plant steroids?
Sterols.
Plant sterols.
Plant.
What is a steroid?
There's like beefy plants that just kick
out. I'm the best orange juice in the world, son.
What is a plant steroid?
Up in my chlorophyll, son.
Clear.
Just got way
you got your internet from the Clear?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's on the outside, it says, "This is not junk mail," and they pulled it open, and it was junk mail.
Really? From Clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a tissue thing that says never out of tissue. I want to show you guys this picture.
How is that possible?
It says never out of tissue because I think it drops down.
It didn't drop down.
No, it's out of tissue.
Yeah.
I can see that. These are
that's
riveting.
That's a stupid name.
These are mind-blowing. These are better than internet memes.
Star Wars cookies. Memes.
That's something new to me, too.
What is it?
Memes.
They put a sign up that says, "Sorry, the lot is full."
They forgot to move the sign.
It's just lazy valet right there. Uh-huh. It's my people.
He went somewhere else.
What did you say? Those are people.
It's my people.
From El Paso?
From El Paso.
Okay, so KFC has this new sauce. It's a honey sauce. It's like honey. It's supposed to be just straight up honey.
They invented it?
No, it's just it's called honey sauce and it's from KFC.
Okay.
Ingredients. So you guys know how ingredients go. Usually, whatever is the first, it's the most, right?
Most prevalent in the product.
Okay, first, high fructose corn syrup. Next, corn syrup. Next, sugar. Next, honey. Fructose. contains less than 2% of caramel color, molasses, water, citrus acid, natural and artificial flavored acid.
So it's mostly high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, for the most part.
Not really honey.
I don't know. Really, how can you go cheap on honey? Honey has got to be the cheapest thing to get. All you got to do is get some bees.
The bees?
All she have to do is get some bees.
Not many people are going to beekeeper college anymore.
But you really don't need to mess with honey. Just put it in the jar. I mean, why are they doing all that?
Cool. So let's end this up. It's like last 10 minutes.
All right. You're going to make the last. We say the best 10 for last. We hope.
It's called Whose Lyrics Anyway?
Yep.
So the way we have to play games around here, that's why I didn't put it there, because then you would be able to read the lyrics. Mm-hmm. But the way you play the game, you say your name, I'll stop reading the lyric. I'll stop singing the lyric.
Yeah.
And then you have to decide. But if you let me go through the whole lyric, I'll give you three choices.
Okay.
You ready, JJ?
You ready, JJ?
Somebody woke him up. You ready, John?
I'm ready, sir.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
There we go.
There was a time when I was brokenhearted. Love wasn't much a friend of
Tyson.
Mine. What?
LL Cool J, I Need Love.
Wrong.
Oh, shit.
So now you're out of it. So now. There was a time when I was brokenhearted. Love much was a friend of mine. The tables have turned, yeah, cause me, yeah. I have killed the part that I was kind of love that was killing kind, yeah. Your choices are A, Temptations, B, Aerosmith, C.
Oh, it's C.
Key Sweat.
It's C.
No. I know who it is, yeah.
It's not.
I was wrong.
What?
No, I didn't say C.
What did you say, C?
No. I said B.
B?
It's Aerosmith.
It's Aerosmith.
It was, is that crazy?
Yeah. Yep.
From the Get a Grip.
See, well, I'm not going to try to make it sound like it was a song. I'm not going to sing it the way it is.
From the Get a Grip
album.
That's
good. Cool. That's good. That's good. That's cool.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Human Jukebox.
You got me. What rapper is doing this song?
Here we are looking for a reason to lay me down. For the love like us out of season. So, baby, please stop teasing.
Oh, that's some old jaunts. I know it. Yo, give us a choice.
Multiple choice.
Choice A, Tyrese. B, BBD. C, Prince.
Your falsetto is awesome.
I know, right?
It's not Prince. Can you do it again?
Nope.
Nah. What's the choices again?
A, Tyrese, B, BBD, C, Prince.
John.
What are you singing with?
B, BBD.
No. I'm going to go with
What's your name?
Tyrese.
What's your name?
JJ. I'm going to go with Tyrese.
Wrong.
No way.
So you want to get this last choice?
That was my first
Tyson. Time. There's only one left. C. Prince. Answer is C.
It's what?
Prince. What song is that?
Here we are. Looking for a reason. For you to lay me down.
Get out of here, man. You messed me up. That is it.
For a love like ours.
Man, you suck.
Okay.
At least try and sing it in tune.
Nope. Man. No. Because I mess it up.
All right, here we go.
Man, when you did it the second time, I'd recognize it.
Okay. You ready?
Here we go.
You're sweet like sugar with a gangster talk. I wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. Your rayon silk or maybe even denim. It doesn't really matter as long as you're in them.
What are the choices?
A, LL Cool J. B, Big Daddy Kane. C, Will Smith.
Tyson.
What's up?
It's LL Cool J that is a Round the Way Girl.
That is correct.
Boom.
You're sweet with the sugar with the gangster talk. I want to eat you like a cookie when I see you walk with your rayon silk or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're
in them.
Man, that is funny. That is funny, man.
Okay.
It's your bamboo earrings, at least two pairs.
Yep. Damn, Gee this on. Is going to be hard to change up. It's a quarter after one, and I'm all alone, and I need you now.
Tyson.
Yes.
Lady Antebellum.
Damn it, I couldn't change that.
What?
I couldn't change it.
Human Jukebox right here.
Yeah, it's a quarter after one, I'm
you got
all
to go.
Alone, and I need
you. You got to go.
How many you got, Tyson? You're at,
all of
you're
them.
At two. No, he's got one.
Oh, he's got three, and I got one.
Yeah. Damn, you suck, John. You're a DJ.
I'm here to tell you.
Okay, the choices on that was Silk, Jackson 5, and Lady Antebellum. Okay. Damn, I'm going to try to figure this one out.
Can't phase me.
Okay. There you are again with the same smile each day. I want to know what makes me feel this way. I wish I could grab you, tell you what you mean to me.
I know that song. I know that song.
What are the choices?
To see you walking by my way. Choices are Tim McGraw,
Keith Sweat's in
Babyface, and Jodeci.
That's Jodeci, because that's that old joint. That's Jodeci. JJ, it's Jodeci.
He is correct.
Dang it. Like hillbilly honky tonk voice. Yeah.
But that's a funny
Here one. We are again with the same smile in each day. I want to know what it is that make you feel this way. Got it. I can't believe it. You was probably made off that song, boy. How old are you?
21.
Yeah, you probably were.
About to be 22.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a rap song, I'm going to tell y'all right now.
All
right. It's either rap or, you know, have them rocks, they rap off of it too.
Is that?
Okay. Now, if you're going to bleed, it's going to be a price to pay. You're a very sexy girl, and that's hard for me to please. You can taste the bright lights, but you won't get there for free. Huh? Choices are GNR, Ice-T, and Ice Cube.
Wait, dang, you can't.
John.
What?
B, Ice-T.
No.
Wrong.
It's Ice Cube, JJ.
Wrong.
Damn.
Let me go with the...
Might as well go.
Hey.
GNR, everybody knows what GNR is, right? Nobody knows what GNR is. Guns N' Roses, I'm sorry.
Oh. Come on, man. Dang it. You said Guns N' Roses, I would... I'd be like, come on, Axel.
And this was, if you want it, you're going to bleed. There's a price to pay.
Welcome to the jungle. Yep,
exactly. Jungle. Welcome to the jungle. I was actually looking for the part where he said,
knees.
That's a keeper right there, CJ.
He killed y'all. Yeah, look, we could do it, but he can't be here because y'all suck.
I don't listen to lyrics.
I don't even listen to music that has lyrics, so...
But you got two right. Let's get back. Can we talk for a second? You got two right, and right. Two of them probably was before you was born.
Well, I mean, I know my music in a certain way, but
But you know, you're not a DJ.
No,
and you're not a DJ. Okay, so
okay. In my defense, I'll tell you this: look up my favorite DJ, Jazzy Jeff. There was an interview with him. Somebody asked him, said, "What was the first song?" He knew all the lyrics too. He said, "I don't know any lyrics. I listen to the beat." So
I think what got you is my awesome singing.
Yeah, man, that singing was off the chain.
So actually, you know who thought of this idea was Kim. Let's give a shout out to my wife.
Kim, that was off the chain. Kim, we using that again? That was off the chain. I loved it.
You said you didn't.
I'm in. No, I'm in. Oh, Rock and Roll Jeopardy. If that show was still on, that's how I'd be making my living right now.
Hey, Tyson, thanks so much for stopping by, bro.
Pleasure.
I really, really appreciate it, man. I hope we'll be on the stage someday real soon together. I hope you guys, if you guys aren't busy this Thursday, I'll be at the Hookah Lounge. It's called Exchina. It's off of Marsh and Beltline.
I'll be there.
Free admission. Come in, have a good time. And I think it's BYOB, too. I think that's my new spot, BYOBs.
So, let's get it, JJ.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So we always try to leave with a little bit of cracking, a little bit of, you know, cracking a little jokes and everything. We try to do it over music. Last week was really terrible on the cracking, and we had a good show. This show was all right. Let's see if we could do something with a little bit of cracking. Everybody's in. We're not really talking about your real mom. We're talking about your stepmom. so we try to do cracking.
Your mama, your daddy. Your Uncle Festus.
You know, just like John, his mama's so old. I don't know. She was in Roman numerals. I don't know. That's how I'll
can
start
we, can
off.
Can we do your mama song lyrics?
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Yeah?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. All right, we're going to go with that?
Yeah,
go
ahead.
Yeah, your mama's got an afro with a chin strap.
Yeah.
your mama's got a glass eye with a fish in it.
No, he's going with the traditional your mama jokes. Your mama got a wooden leg with a kickstand.
Your mama got a peg leg with a kickstand.
Your mama's so big and fat and wrinkly, she's like the Michelin man.
Your mama got one big leg and one short leg, and when that bitch sits still, they call her Eileen.
That's so old.
Yeah.
That's so old.
Your mama was kicking a can down the street. They asked her what she was doing. She moving. Said, moving.
How come, like, 75% of these are from the Far Side song?
Yeah. Your mama had on a yellow raincoat. And she stopped at the corner, and people tried to load her.
Your mama's so fat, she left a ring around the collar. I know.
She left a ring around the collar. No, it should be like ring around the Grand Canyon. Yeah, okay.
What? What?
I messed it up.
What?
That's how old it is.
Thank y'all so much. So old, she saw Jesus in concert.
Somebody woke up. Somebody wake up,
was
baby.
Was that the
Huey.
Closer right there?
Yeah, that's the closer. Pump it up.
Yeah. Thank y'all for tuning in.
See ya.
You turned up.
Go ahead, pump it up. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. Oh, to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song. Check it out. When I'm imp the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come in.